Looking for an easier way to handle payments and boost your efficiency? Here are 10 reasons to switch to Melio for all your payment needs. 1. Boost efficiency with accounting integration. Seamlessly integrate with QuickBooks Online or Xero. The two-way sync ensures systems are up to date and eliminates double data entry. Your books are always in check. 2. Streamline bill pay. Manage all your clients' business payments from a single, easy-to-use platform. Save up to 60% of the time typically spent on bill pay tasks. 3. Better manage cash flow. Offer your clients the flexibility to pay with credit cards, where they might not usually be accepted. That way, they can hold on to cash longer while racking up points and rewards. 4. Improve client visibility. Set up approval workflows that allow both you and your clients to stay on top of every payment, ensuring better visibility and organization of their books. 5. Flexible payment options. Let your clients choose their preferred payment method, ACH or card, while their vendors receive payments as they prefer. 6. Reduce manual work. Easily scan invoices and forward them to a unique email address. They will automatically appear in your client's account, reducing manual work. 7. Secure payments. You and your clients' details are never shared. 8. Improve clients' vendor relationships. Combine multiple invoices to the same vendor into one payment. Simplify keeping your books organized and improve client-vendor relationships. 9. Dedicated support. Accountants get a dedicated account specialist to assist with anything they need, like setting up a client, adding team members, and creating approval workflows. 10. Get paid by your clients. You can use Melio to receive payments from your clients directly into your firm's bank account with automated recurring ACH transfers, so you don't need to wait around for checks. Head over to uqb.promo/Melio. That is uqb.promo/MELIO.
Welcome to the unofficial QuickBooks Accountants Podcast. I am joined by my good friend, Alicia Katz Pollock, the original, the one and only QBO rockstar, CEO and founder of Royal Wise Solutions.
And I have the privilege of collaborating with Hector Garcia, CPA, the founder of Right Tool for QuickBooks.
In this episode of the unofficial QuickBooks Accountants Podcast, we're going to do another episode of Wheel of Rants. So we have a whole bunch of topics that we've selected that we have in a Google Doc, and then we put it in this app, and then we do a wheel of rants. We spin it, and then whatever comes out, we will talk about that for a good 20 minutes or so. So let's spin the wheel. QuickBooks Online price changes. Now, That's fitting, Alicia, isn't it? Because we're recording this late June, and they literally just made a big announcement of price changes. So, Alicia, should we break this down into, let's just first objectively discuss all the numbers, all the price changes, and then subjectively we can go into the rant. That we can make it informational, and then we can make it personal afterwards.
Sure. Yeah. Let's definitely keep this organized and objective, at least to start.
All right. So let's start with QuickBooks Online. QuickBooks Online, prior to this particular price change, which officially starts becoming effective August 1st, and we'll discuss there's phasing of dates, so let's just discuss August 1st. And why August 1st? Well, if you are a shareholder of Intuit stock, you know that the fiscal year ends July 31st, and August 1st is the new spring of QBO price changes, and every August 1st, we're expecting something to go up, or around that time, something to go up in price. So prior to August 1st, the pricing of QuickBooks Online is $20 a month for self-employed, $30 a month for Simple Start, $60 a month for Essentials, $90 a month for Plus. And by the way, I love that 30, 60, 90, easy to remember. Mm-hmm. And then $200 a month. And we did an episode on, is it worth $110 more or double? That we talked about that. It was actually kind of fun. And then $200 a month for Advance. There's also a new product that they announced last year in QuickBooks Connect, which is QuickBooks Ledger, which is a $10 a month product. And I'm happy to announce that QuickBooks Ledger for $10 a month is not being touched, is not changing. So that's good. Now, that doesn't mean it will never change. It just, for now, not changing. So I like that the promise is at least lasting a year of the $10 a month. Now, what are the new prices? Yeah, go ahead.
I actually have a question. This says self-employed, but didn't they change that to solopreneur?
Yeah, it's a good question. Solopreneur is a experimental beta-like product that has less users than self-employed.
Okay.
So self-employed and solopreneur are actually two different products, interestingly enough. And they're still trying to figure out how to migrate self-employed to solopreneur. And the difference between self-employed and solopreneur is a solopreneur is built in the new QBO database system, which means solopreneur will eventually allow you to move up to Simple Start Essentials right. Plus, which self-employed can't.
Right.
So I don't know why they excluded solopreneur from here. Maybe they didn't want to mess with it. But self-employed, because it has a lot more users, is the one that they made a price change on.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so the new price change starting August 1st, for self-employed, it's going to be $25 a month. That's a $5 increase, or 25% increase if you want to get geeky about that. For Simple Start, it's going up to $35 a month from $30. So still a $5 increase. I don't know what the percentage of that is. 16% price increase, whatever it is. Then for Essentials, is going also going up $5. So you see the pattern here. Self-employed, Simple Start, Essentials going up $5. So that's going from $60 to $65. Interestingly enough, that's less than 10% price increase. And then we have a very interesting one, which kind of breaks the mold, which is Plus is going from $90 to $99. So that it didn't go up by five. It didn't go up by 10. It went up by 9. And I think we know psychologically the reason why.
Yeah, you can tell that they wanted to make it $100, but then people would flip a biscuit. So they backed it down a dollar.
Right. So it kept it under two digits. I think this is so there. If there is a cloud-based software under $100 and they want to be categorized in there, I think they wanted to do that. So they wanted to be in the under $100 category. For Plus, which in my opinion is really the only version of QuickBooks Online I ever look at because of classes, locations, budgets, projects, all that stuff. And then we have Advanced that went up $35. So from $200 to $235, which is about a 17% price increase. So very interesting, you know, how this wasn't a, hey, let's add 20% across the board. They kind of like with a scalpel, they went and they go, oh, $5 here, $5 here, $9 here. $35 there. Now, for all new subscriptions, so brand new people jumping into QBO, starting August 1st, this new pricing will kick in. If your client is paying for QuickBooks on their own, or what they call client build subscriptions, for Simple Start Essentials Plus and Advanced, it will also kick in on August 1st. For some strange reason, self-employed kicks in on August 15th. I don't know why they did that, but like they separated that 15 days apart. And if you, the accountant, are paying for the subscription, so accountant bill subscriptions, that kicks in September 1st. So I think August 1st is like the global warning shot. And then the accountants have, you know, 30 days to remember that the price is going to go up September 1st. So if you're paying for your own clients, if you're paying for your clients' QBO files, the client's not paying, you're paying, all these prices come into effect September 1st. And of course, your 30% discount applies to that.
Yeah. Now, on September 1st, when they go over to accountant build, keep in mind that depending on when your monthly bill is, like mine's not until the end. So I'm not going to see my price increase until almost October.
Right. So it's after September 1st when the billing kicks in.
Right.
So all the new invoices or charges that come in after September 1st will have the new price increase. That's pretty interesting. Now, they added one more thing that was kind of interesting, and this was a little bit tricky, okay, and it won't affect a lot of people, but it's good to mention, which is September 1st, 2024, customers that were added through QuickBooks Online Accountant, so these are the accountant build, new account build clients who signed up after March 1st, 2024, will retain their current price until 6 months after the subscription date. So essentially, is at least 6 months of age of the account Or September 1st if it's older. So that's kind of like how they did it. Now, I guess they did that so they can respect at least 6 months of a quoted price.
You know, I'm super happy to see that. I actually just signed up somebody on Simple Start yesterday. And so I told him that the price increase was coming, but it's nice that he's not going to see it until the end of the year.
Okay. And they did also clarify that if there's a promotional price or a promotional discount, it will, even if the price change, the timeline of the discount will stay. So let's say, for example, you set them up in July and you have a 30% discount for 12 months. You got the 30% in July, you got the 30% in August. And then in September, when the price goes up, it will still be 30% off the new price. Okay, that's just kind of like what the concept is. Although, as they mentioned, if it's accountant billed and it's after March 1st, 6 months have to go by before they increase the price.
I think I actually read this differently, though. I read this as if you have, for example, a 30% off, you're going to stay at that price until that promotional period is ending, and then you'll come back in at the new retail. Which, if I'm reading this right, I think it means if you have that 12-month 30% discount, you're not going to see a change in your bill until the end of that 12-month period.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So the same thing I guess would be for the 3-month 50%. So if the price change lands within the period of the discount, and in this case it would be promotional discount is always client billed, not accountant billed, right? Because accountants don't have promotional discount. They just have the 30% for life. So if it's client billed and he has a promotional discount, it will stay. I guess that if you set up the QBO file in your firm and you didn't set it up as accountant billed, you set it up as client billed, and you opted not to do revenue sharing and you gave him a promotional discount, then until the end of that promotion, they will continue with the old price. Okay, that's interesting. That's a lot to remember, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's good.
That makes sense, though, because, you know, if your price changed in the middle of your promotion, then all of a sudden,
that makes total sense. I actually understood that the discount remains, but of course, it's not just the discount, the discount and the price. Okay, that's great. But if you're getting a 30% discount yourself for life, and that's not a promotional discount.
That's your wholesale discount. That's different.
Okay. Yeah, that's what tripped me up. Okay. Now we have QuickBooks Online Payroll. QuickBooks Online Payroll is also going up in price. So Payroll Core, prior to this price change, was $45 a month plus $6 per employee per month. That's going to go up to $50 a month, and the per employee fee is not going up, so it's staying at $6. So there's about an 11% price increase on the core monthly base. For Payroll Premium, is going up from $80 a month to $85 a month. So the same single $5 increase, but the per employee is going up from $8 to $9. So there's a, you know, whatever that is, 12, 13%, 15% price increase, 16% price increase on the per employee charge. And then Payroll Elite, the highest version of Payroll, the one that comes with full QuickBooks time and job costing capability, is going up from $125 a month, from $125 a month to $130 a month, and the per employee cost is going up by $1. So simplified, across the board, all payroll subscriptions are going up by $5 on the core monthly subscription, and on premium and elite, they're going up just by $1. So it's not a huge price increase when you look at it by dollar, but it does add up percentage, percentually, yeah. Any thoughts on that?
If you have a lot of employees, you're going to see a big change, but otherwise it's not going to be that painful.
Right. And the dates are the same for payroll. So if the client's paying on their own, it will be August 1st. If the accountant is paying, it would be September 1st. Okay. So that's QBO price increases. Now let's talk about QuickBooks Desktop price increase. We're still in this objective part of the podcast where we're just saying numbers, okay? And then we'll talk about our opinion afterwards. So QuickBooks Desktop Pro, which was prior to about 2021, was about $350 or $400 for a subscription that lasted you 3 years. And in 2022, it officially went to annual subscription, and the price went up to $549. Now, with these new price changes, it's going from $549. It went from $549, and then it went from $549 to $649 last year. And now this year, starting, what's the date on this? This is an interesting one. This one is after September 30th, which is pretty interesting. So the QuickBooks Desktop is after September 30th. It's going from currently $649 per year for Pro to $999 per year. We're talking about, $999 per year. So it's going from $650 to $1,000 a year for one user. So from $650 to $1,000 a year for one user. Last year, it went up from $549 to $649. And 2 years ago, it went up from like $400 for three years ago, went from like $400 or $500 for a 3 year license to $549 per year. So we're seeing aggressive price increases. And this one is the biggest. We're talking about, what is this, 50% price increase on this, which is pretty big. So that's the first thing. So do you have a reaction on that? So this is just Pro, by the way.
Yeah, I'm kind of sitting here with my jaw dropped. For any of you who've seen the video, I'm just like flabbergasted over here.
Yeah, and we haven't talked about two user or three user for Pro. It's actually not published. I assume that there's a price sheet somewhere for that. But we're just comparing the one user. Now for Premier, which again, it used to be like $600 for a 3 year license. Then it went up to like $799. That went up to $899. In last year, went up to $949. This year is going from $949 to $1,399 for a single user. So again, another approximately 40%.
50%, yeah.
Yeah, 40, 45% price increase. So you're flabbergasted because they had the guts to go so high, but you're not necessarily surprised, right?
Exactly. And definitely not surprised. And it immediately had its intended effect, because the migration I just did yesterday from somebody on Mac who's on Mac 2021, once he discovered that it's going to be $600, he's like, okay, Alicia, you've been telling me for years I needed to make this change, that using QuickBooks for Mac is like nails on a chalkboard. So I don't want to do this, but let's go ahead. And so I migrated him yesterday, and he managed to keep them in Simple Start. And at first he was like, $30 a month, that's a lot of money. But now when he's comparing that to what he would actually be spending on Mac, it's good business decision. It's infinitely cheaper. I mean, remember back in the day when QBO was so expensive that nobody wanted to go to it? Intuit is making good business decisions, because now they're making desktops so expensive that you're not going to want to stay on it.
That's why I still own Intuit stock.
Yep, exactly. Buy stock, everybody.
Are you an accountant struggling with the complexities of revenue recognition? You're not alone. Identifying performance obligations, keeping up with changing accounting principles, navigating complex customer contracts, and managing vast amounts of revenue data can be overwhelming. But there's a solution that can help you overcome these challenges and streamline your revenue recognition process. Introducing WriteRev, the automated revenue recognition platform that empowers you to handle even the most complex business models with ease. WriteRev's API-first approach seamlessly integrates with your existing systems, ingesting data from upstream sources to automate revenue recognition based on your predefined rules. Whether you're dealing with subscriptions, usage billing, services, or a hybrid business model, WriteRev distributes revenue ratably or at specific points in time, ensuring accuracy and compliance. WriteRev is a flexible solution built for growing mid-size and enterprise businesses that can automate revenue accounting for any event and any business model, processing nearly a billion transactions within minutes. It generates 160-plus revenue metric points as transactions occur, enabling real-time visibility and a more efficient close process. In fact, some accounting teams are closing their books 5 times faster by using WriteRev. WriteRev customers like Snowflake and Epicor have praised the platform for optimizing accounting processes, reducing errors, and enabling faster book closures. With over $10 billion in customer revenue processed to date, WriteRev is the trusted choice for top accounting teams. To learn more about automating your revenue recognition, head over to uqb.promo/writerev. That is uqb.promo/RIGHTREV.
So anyway, the two user or three user for pro is going to be somewhere in the $1,500 to maybe $1,800. Again, I don't have the price sheet in front of me.
So it's not the double of the $999.
It may not be. I don't know. Good question. But a two user is probably going to be $1,500, and a three user probably going to be about $2,000. Maybe double for a three user. Ooh. And the five user premiere, if one user is $1,399, this is going to be close to $3,000 or $4,000. So we're already in QuickBooks Enterprise pricing world, if you kind of think about it. So this signals to the merging of the desktop concepts to all just be enterprise. And this signals that we're going to be in a QBO and enterprise world that pretty soon, when we say desktop, really we meant enterprise. Because if you actually think about it, a couple hundred dollars more gets you enterprise, and enterprise has a lot more stuff, especially enterprise gold and platinum that already has payroll built in. So that's an important piece. So again, the price changes will kick in October 1st, so after September 30th. And these are annual subscriptions for QuickBooks Desktop. And you know what? It's worth mentioning too, Alicia, that, and I think we did a video on this where, I forgot what the date was. I think it was July 2024, where it was the deadline to buy new QuickBooks Desktop subscription.
Mm-hmm.
They just extended that 2 more months. So it's no longer July. It's now September.
September 30th. Well, yeah, so that's great.
I guess it's something. Yeah, I guess it's something.
Yeah. So it's right,
to clarify, if you're a current QuickBooks Desktop Pro user, QuickBooks Desktop Premier user, coming October 1st, when you renew your QuickBooks Pro or Premier, these prices will go up. If you don't have a QuickBooks Desktop Pro or Premier license, you can still buy for the first year up to September 30th a $649 a year Pro license, or a $949 a year Premier license. And then starting October 1st and up, you can no longer buy new software. So this is not the price of software. This is the renewal of software. So after October 1st, there's going to be a lot of surprise people, especially the ones that didn't read the announcement, didn't read the pop-up or whatever, because QuickBooks pops up. So many move to QBO. And then they basically out of close those pop-ups. In many of those pop-ups, they're going to give them the warning that, hey, you're going to see a $1,000 charge as a pro user on your credit card after October 1st. A lot of people won't know this. A lot of people are going to freak out. A lot of people are going to be like, well, how come I'm paying $1,000? So there's going to be a lot of angry QuickBooks Desktop customers when this happens.
And because of wherever they are in their renewal cycle, we're going to be hearing about this for the next year. So, you know, if their renewal is May, you know, they're not going to see it until 2025 if they're paying annually instead of monthly. So this is going to have kind of a long-term grumble.
Right. So for the accountants here listening to the podcast that support QuickBooks Desktop clients, and those QuickBooks Desktop clients pay the subscription on their own, between October 1st of 2024 to September 30th, 2025, prepare to have a lot of awkward conversations about right. price changes, about comparing desktop versus online, and maybe some rants about, I wanted to go online, but it doesn't have this feature or that feature. So I think Intuit needs to step it up in product parity. Okay, I understand QuickBooks Online will never be QuickBooks Desktop. I get that. Okay, but there's certain things that the average business owner, not the accountant, I think most accountants intellectually accept the fact that we need to go to the cloud, intellectually accept the fact that AI is coming, that a cloud-based system is going to be more conducive to all these changes that are coming, and because bank fees is so great in QBO and reconciliation is so great in QBO. QBO never has a bug, wink, wink, and QBO never goes down, wink, wink. You know, we accept the fact that as accountants, QBO can be as useful as a tool as QuickBooks Desktop was. But for business owners that do simple things like customizing their invoices or their purchase orders, and you can do that in QBO, they're just flabbergasted by this whole concept that I now have to pay, you know, three times what I used to pay just two years ago. And now you're making it even more forceful to move me to QBO. And QBO doesn't have something as simple as customizing forms. You know, I know this wasn't supposed to be a rant about QuickBooks Desktop versus QBO, but it is part of the problem because you're increasing the prices of desktop because you want to encourage people, and I'm using encourage in air quotes. I meant a different word, but you're encouraging people to move to QBO. You have to listen to the small business owners and their concerns about moving to QBO feature-wise. Like the concerns about, oh, I don't trust the cloud or whatever, that's a different group of people, and maybe you're okay leaving those behind. I mean, that's going to be a different generation per se that is worried about moving things to the cloud. Albeit, it is a true concern, right? AI, security, privacy, all these things are real concerns. I totally get it. But Intuit invests quite a bit in security with QBO, and I've never heard of a data breach with QBO. So it's not like QBO has a history of data breaches where Google has, you know, YouTube has, Facebook has, like all the big tech companies, even banks, have had data breaches. QBO or Intuit has never had. And if they had, they've done a really good job at covering it up. But the real point here is that there shouldn't be a security concern moving to desktop to QBO. That's not the problem. The problem is feature parity. So mm-hmm. I'll end the rant there. Alicia, any thoughts on that?
Yeah. At Scaling New Heights, Joe Aliota and I just did anything QBDT can do, QBO can do better face-off. And there were a lot of things, especially around reporting, like WIP reporting, where desktop still has better features. But the conclusion was pretty much it really is industry specific, that for anybody who's not in construction and manufacturing, those are the two holdover industries. And as far as what QBO brings to the table that desktop doesn't, QuickBooks Online has so many automations, efficiencies, and tools like the Project Center that desktop doesn't have, that, you know, of everybody that I move over, everybody is delighted. So I think this is an idea that the time has come. Leave enterprise for manufacturing, for construction, for those larger, more intricate accrual-based moving companies with multiple moving parts. But anybody who's just doing routine business, QBO is the way to go. And if this is what it takes to move people over, then, you know, I hate the idea of 50%. Price hikes. I think that's, you know, that on paper it's appalling. But the idea that Intuit has to divide all of its resources into supporting a dwindling product base means that it's going to be more expensive for their development to keep it up and just keeping it up and running, much less developing anything new. So surprised? No.
And you know, when you look at it with is percentually a word? Well, let's make it a word. When you look at it percentually, okay, you know, from the perspective of percentages, it does seem kind of crazy. But I still think QuickBooks Desktop Pro for $1,000 a year, it's worth it. I still strongly feel that it is. Like if you actually break down the feature set that it has and the fact that you can have unlimited companies on it, I still think it's a good deal. So yes, it's 50% price increase is ridiculous. And I'm doing that in air quotes because I've done 50% price increase to my clients on my services. So it's not like in a vacuum, it feels like a big number, like you said, on paper. But the reality is QuickBooks Desktop has been underpriced for a very long time. So like the outrage really comes from us having a skewed perception of how much QuickBooks Desktop should cost. Mm-hmm. And the cost to support QuickBooks Desktop is going up and up and up and up. Like Windows is releasing more versions of Windows. They're adding AI into Windows. Like QuickBooks Intuit has to add more security to their software. The actual amount of people that know QuickBooks Desktop well are disappearing. So it's harder to find talented people to support it. You know, for Intuit, I assume that the desktop folks, the enterprise support folks, are probably the highest paid people in all of support land. So it's just becoming more expensive to support. And I think as a business decision, Intuit just wishes desktop didn't exist, which is why, and this is interesting because if you go into like the social media channels, a lot of, mostly the old school accountants, and I'm an old school accountant, so I'm not calling anybody old, I'm just saying old school, like I come from a, you know, I was raised in QuickBooks Desktop. I fell in love with accounting because of QuickBooks Desktop. The only reason I'm a CPA is because I loved QuickBooks Desktop so much. If I was using some other, if I was using QBO back then, I would not have become an accountant. Like basically the prowess and incredible feature set and opportunity to help people with QuickBooks Desktop is what got me in this industry in the first place. And Alicia, I know that you feel the same, even though you're QBO rockstar today and you're all QBO 100%, but your roots are in desktop and you have more books written about desktop than online, right?
The opposite. I have one QB desktop book and I just chopped the price in half from 97 down to 49 because literally nobody's buying it because we're not getting any new desktop users. And my experience is actually the opposite of yours. QuickBooks Desktop was where I started, but it was when QBO came into its own that's when I got jazzed. It was not from desktop, but from all the things that QBO could do that my desktop software couldn't do. That's when it got my attention, and that's when I became an enthusiast. And so that's why I'm a cheerleader for QBO now more than desktop, because, you know, Project Center, the automations, the bank feeds, the things that it does that I'm no longer sitting there reconciling, spending hours trying to find the penny that my reconciliation is off by. That was, you know, 1990s. I don't have to do that anymore because QBO operates differently and solves that problem natively.
Interesting. We're sitting here, best friends, still getting to know each other. I thought your roots were in desktop as well. But anyway, let's talk about QuickBooks Desktop Accountant Edition.
Okay.
So QuickBooks Desktop Accountant Edition, prior to this price increase, is $1,000 a year, so $999. And with this price increase starting in October, it will be $1,200 a year. Now, I don't know how many people are paying for QuickBooks Desktop Accountant. Most small business owners don't go out and buy the Accountant Edition. Some have, the ones that I suggested it, because Accountant Edition has a really cool batch enter feature and reclassify features that are pretty neat. But most small business owners are not going to be dealing with that. Accountants, however, that have purchased QuickBooks Desktop on their own for their firms are now going to see $1,200 per one user. And I don't know what the multi-user price is, but I'm going to assume that a five-user desktop accountant is going to be somewhere in the $4,000 range. Now, what accountants really should be looking at, if they still support desktop, is the Pro Advisor Bundle. Okay, the Pro Advisor Bundle comes with QuickBooks Desktop Accountant and access to the QuickBooks Desktop and QuickBooks Enterprise certifications that allows you to have the badge, that gives you training on QuickBooks Desktop. And it's the exact same software as QuickBooks Desktop Accountant, but because it's bundled as a Pro Advisor, it actually has a discount. So you get more and you pay less. So like no accountant should be paying for QuickBooks Desktop Accountant on their own by themselves. They should be looking at the Pro Advisor Bundle. Mm-hmm. Now the Pro Advisor Bundle with QuickBooks Desktop is called the Premier Bundle. Is $799 a year. This is what we're paying now. Starting October 1st, it'll go up to $1,000 a year. So a lot of us Pro Advisors, this is what we pay for our Pro Advisor desktop subscription and desktop software. Now, that used to come with Mac as well. What I don't know is that starting 2025, you know, the 2025 edition, if Mac is going to come with it. So that's, I don't know if they're even going to develop a 2025 edition of Mac.
The Mac version was in the Enterprise bundle, not in the Premier bundle. They moved it over a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, okay.
Is there?
A good point. So the Enterprise bundle has the Mac and used to have, I think, POS as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just QuickBooks Desktop Accountant. Good to know. Yeah. And the Pro Advisor Enterprise bundle, as you were mentioning, that comes with both QuickBooks Desktop Accountant, QuickBooks Mac, and QuickBooks Enterprise one user license, that's going up from $1,299 a year, so $1,300 a year, to $1,600 a year, so $1,600 a year. That's a big one. That's a big one for me. So the average accountant that was supporting Enterprise had to pay $1,600 a year to have that. Now, that's still a good deal. Enterprise, Mac, and desktop accountant, you know, all three of those softwares for $1,600 a year is still a good deal when you look at it as a bundle. But if your clients disappear that you can support with it, you know, why would you need that?
Yeah. This may be the first year that I let my ProAdvisor desktop bundle go, that at this point, none of my clients are on it. If they are on it, I'm going in virtually. The reasons why I did still need it were the conversions. But now that they have that online conversion tool, the only time that I need desktop is to make a QuickBooks for Mac file with inventory and convert it to QuickBooks desktop for inventory in order to do the upload. And so I may drop my ProAdvisor bundle this year.
Wow, that's big.
It's big.
Now, I feel the same as you, but I won't. I can't. Because sometimes we get files that we clean up in desktop first, and then we convert after. We still have a very unique skill set with desktop cleanup. And like most of us feel in our firm that cleaning on desktop accountant edition is actually better and faster than with online. Now, if you take QuickBooks Online and you take third-party tools like Sasant or Zenit or Keeper, maybe when you add those tools, there's actually more power on QBO for cleanup, but we still find that for like the routine cleanup work, it's easier for us to clean it up in desktop first and then convert to online. So our firm might not cancel the subscription this year at least.
Maybe I'll have you add me as a seat to yours.
Yeah, maybe. We can do that.
You know, what you were just saying though about cleaning up in desktop being easier, I don't know if it's just because I can do QBO in my sleep, but I find it harder to clean up in desktop. And, you know, we talked about it before that there's some things that's better, like in activating your lists. But that's kind of got me curious, but we can talk about that at a different time.
Imagine having a CTO and COO dedicated to automating and streamlining your firm's operations. Well, you can. You just need to hire GenWise. With their data-driven efficiency assessment and platform-agnostic approach, GenWise pinpoints the ideal technology solutions tailored specifically for your firm. But they don't stop at recommendations. GenWise manages the entire implementation process, from integrating new software to orchestrating workflow changes. They'll stick around long after implementation, ensuring your team is fully supported and maximizing the value of your tech investments. With the summer lull upon us, now is the prime time to leverage GenWise's expertise. They'll help you identify, test, and seamlessly implement new technologies, setting your firm up for a smoother, busy season ahead. Don't just take our word for it. Chase Berkey, founder of Dark Horse CPAs, attests, GenWise worked with us to build tech solutions that meaningfully improved both the efficiency and impact of our client service work, allowing us to shift our focus from compliance to advisory. To get your firm started with an efficiency assessment from GenWise, head over to uqb.promo/GenWise. That is uqb.promo/GenWise.
The last piece here pertaining pricing is QuickBooks Desktop Enterprise always has price increases. Every year you see price increases. That's not new as a price. But resellers, okay, and this will affect us, Alicia. You and I are both resellers. Resellers used to be able to offer their clients 20% lifetime discount on their enterprise subscriptions for 1 to 10 seats, or 12.5, I don't know why that number, but it's always been like that, 12.5 for 30 user license for lifetime discounts for brand new enterprise subscriptions. Starting October 1st, new enterprise clients will no longer have any discounts. That means that enterprise goes officially to a flat MSRP price. That means there will be no discounts on enterprise. The enterprise is the price whether you buy it direct, whether you buy it through a reseller. It doesn't matter how you buy it. QuickBooks Enterprise will have its own price. No first year discount, no flash sale. Well, I mean, they're not saying that here, but I think that's what they're implying. Okay.
So basically, even working through a reseller, there's no desktop discounts anymore.
There will be no discounts, wow. And there will be no advantage to go through a reseller versus a non-reseller, which effectively also pushes the resellers out of their line of work. So, let's just not say that. It'll push traditional resellers that focus on desktop out of their line of work. Right? So this will push resellers who were the biggest selling arm of the enterprise world and the people that did implementation and consulting and all that stuff and converted people from Sage to enterprise, from NetSuite to enterprise, from some of these bigger competitors to enterprise, effectively discouraging us from getting these sales. Because effectively, if I cannot give a discount versus people going buying directly through Intuit, what would I have to do as a reseller? I would have to add value in different ways, which means I have to spend more time doing consulting in the sales process. It means I have to give away some of my time and my knowledge up front to try to get that deal. And even then, you know, the client could always call 1-800-QUICKBOOKS on a Saturday at 9 p.m. and process the sale. So, right. So it's gonna be very challenging for the enterprise focused resellers. And I used to be like that for a very long time. Not that I stopped being one, but I very much focused on QBO now. It's gonna be hard for them. It's gonna be hard for the people that we know, you know, our friends in the reseller world. So the last piece here is desktop payroll. Like desktop payroll is also getting a price increase. So if you add payroll to QuickBooks Pro or Premier, and if you're in the enterprise world, you would never quote add payroll to enterprise. You would just upgrade to enterprise gold or platinum because that comes with payroll. But for Pro and Premier users that had both a desktop subscription and a payroll subscription, the price for enhanced payroll, which is the one that most people had, is going from $550 annually or $55 monthly, plus $6 per employee, to $700 annually or $70 monthly, plus $7 per employee. So it's going up exactly $150 a year for payroll and $1 per employee for the per month fee. So everything's going up in price. QBO, QuickBooks Desktop, desktop payroll, everything's going up in price. The article also talks about other versions of QuickBooks Desktop payroll, like the basic edition and the legacy editions. Most people are not on those, so I won't even bother with that. Yeah. We'll refer to the article. We'll put that in the notes. So thoughts on that, Alicia?
I mean, we've known that they're really trying to, this is just more moving people towards the online version. And I know that desktop payroll still does some things that online payroll doesn't do. But they're really hopefully taking this extra money that it takes to support it and continuing to develop QBO's payroll so that it has feature parity.
Now, if you really want your mind to be blown, a price increase wise, there's a product called Enhanced Payroll for Accountants. And essentially, this is a product where you can add payroll to your QuickBooks Desktop subscription or to your Pro Advisor subscription that give you up to 50 EINs you can manage using after-the-fact payroll. Last year, that went up to 1,400 annually. I think it used to be 700 annually. It went up to 1,400. So it doubled. Last year, it doubled from 700 to 1,400. And this year is doubling from 1,400 to 2,800 annually.
Wow. Doubling again.
It's huge. So if you're currently on enhanced payroll for accountants, you're going to pay $2,800 a year for that, plus $5 per paycheck if it's through direct deposit. There's no per employee fee. It's just per paycheck if you do direct deposit. Now, this has always had a 50% discount if you have a Pro Advisor desktop bundle. So basically, let's say, for example, you have Pro Advisor Premier bundle, which is now $1,000 a year. You can, if you already have payroll, that's going up to $2,800 a year and minus 50%. That's still $1,400 a year. So you're going to pay $1,000 plus $1,400. So you're going to pay basically $2,400 to have a desktop accountant and enhanced payroll for accountants. If you do that, that's going to be your minimum entry fee.
But that's the one where you're managing payroll for all your clients.
Correct. Yeah, it's for after the fact payroll. So your clients write paychecks by hand and you go into the system and you add the payroll. This is not for you to add payroll into your clients' files so they can run payroll. So you can run payroll for them.
Got it. Okay.
So they'll send you the timesheets or they'll send you the checks that they wrote and then you go in the system and you put it. I mean, honestly, that's a really bad business to be in anyway. It's very labor intensive.
Yeah, I know some of our listeners.
Yeah, I know some of our listeners probably have built really good businesses around this, but I think it's just too labor intensive, and I prefer to just punt off the paycheck creation process back to my client. I don't know why small business owners completely outsource even generating paychecks.
Okay.
Like QBO payroll is so easy.
I almost think that it's kind of like a legacy concept that, you know, 20 years ago, you had to outsource it to somebody who knew how to use it and knew how to use the software. So I kind of think that this is kind of like old school payroll workflows that even whether it's desktop or online, they've totally smoothed out and streamlined the process. So, you know, I'm sure that there's a use case for needing those particular solutions, but they're pretty rare. And so it's not a surprise to me that they're doubling it because it probably takes a lot of resources to support, again, a dwindling number of users.
And here's an odd little price increase factoid. For QuickBooks desktop users using payments, this is, you know, to process credit cards via QuickBooks desktop so you can send an invoice and people can pay you and the payment goes through Intuit Merchant or QuickBooks Merchant, whatever. For existing clients, they're already paying $3 per ACH. So existing clients pay $3 per ACH. In the QBO world, is capped at $10. It's 1% capped at $10. Existing clients in the QuickBooks desktop world, it's just a flat $3 per ACH. For existing clients, that is now going to 1% and a cap of 15. Existing clients. So if you're an existing desktop client with QuickBooks payments attached to it, you're no longer going to pay a flat fee of $3 per every invoice paid via ACH. You're now going to pay 1% up to $15 per transaction. So it's a $15 cap on that.
Well, for small billings, this is good news. For large billings, it's definitely more expensive. So, right. Really,
so small billings of under, you would say small billings under $200, right? Under $300.
Yeah,
right?
The $3 becomes the percentage.
Yeah, so $300. Yes, yeah. So an invoice of $300 would be a $3 fee. An invoice paid via ACH, not credit card, of $300 would be $3. So anything under that is kind of good news. It's a reduction in price. Anything over that is, I mean, from $3 to $15, a huge. But that's probably the biggest, if you actually think about it, that's the biggest price increase of it all. To go from 3 to 15 is a huge price increase. But the worst news of this all, and this is also true in the QBO world, is brand new QuickBooks desktop payment customers, new accounts created after October 1st, okay, will pay 1% flat fee, no cap on ACH payments. 1% flat fee, no cap on ACH payments.
I have clients who are running $50,000 and $100,000 payments. That's a lot of fees.
That's a lot of fees. That's going to drive people to using third-party apps to like Melio or whatever to do billing. It's going to drive people to encourage wire transfers. It's going to drive people to encourage payments via Zelle or whatever. So this is not a net good move, in my opinion. I don't think anybody else out there charges for ACH a percentage of the transaction. I don't understand where this is coming from. And this is true in QBO also, by the way. I don't know if you know this, but new QBO payments accounts that do not get sold through a pro advisor, or I think through a reseller, sorry, that do not get sold to a reseller will pay a 1% flat fee on all ACHs. There's no cap. All the accounts were capped at 10 or 15 bucks, but new accounts, no cap.
Right. Well, it's still a third of the price of processing credit cards. So there's still that.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. People like paying with credit cards, especially in the corporate world, because they get their points.
Right.
Right? And that's really where the cost of this whole thing comes in, is the points, the rewards, plus the, you know, the banking interchange rate and the risk involved with taking credit card payments. But ACH, the risk is much lower. I mean, that's why traditionally there's never been a percentage attached to an ACH payment. So yeah, I understand the silver lining. Hey, it's a third of credit card payments. So I'll take that over that. But once people start seeing that the $10,000, you know, invoice or whatever has a $100 fee, they're going to say, oh, no, screw it. Pay me with Zelle. Pay me with Venmo. Pay me with, you know, whatever. Like, I think people are going to look at alternatives, and it will drive people away from QuickBooks payments, which as an accountant, I don't want. Right. I don't want to reconcile a third-party system. I want it all built in. So this one I'm particularly bummed out about.
Agreed.
So that being said, what are your general thoughts about price increases? Is this like a normal thing which you just get used to?
Happening? I have two thoughts, and we could rant about this for hours. Let's see if we can keep it down to minutes. But my two thoughts are this. The first thing that I heard from the Peanut Gallery on socials is they already did it this year. How come they're raising prices more than once a year? And I actually took the time to go back and look at my history of price increases, and for the last 10 years they have all been September and October. So the fact that it's going back 1 month to August is, yeah, okay, 11 months instead of 12 months, but it's not like they're doing it every 6 months. Hopefully this just means the cadence has changed and they're not going to do it every 11 months and make it tighter. So they're getting an extra month of revenue. And like I said, for people on my wholesale, I'm not going to see those price increases probably until October. So, you know, all I can do right now is just send out the emails and let people know and then remind them and then make the change. But at, you know, for most of my clients, we're looking at a $5 increase. So it's not that painful.
To clarify, every summer, the price increase announcements come out. Around September, October, they start kicking in. For the promotional pricing, as we discussed earlier, sometimes it doesn't kick in until later. So maybe people perceive they already did it this year because maybe they just saw a price increase for one of the clients that just kicked in 3 months ago, and then it feels like they're doing it again. But just understand that, like, these prices are announced first, then they kick in, and then there's exceptions. So this is why there might be the perception that they do it more than once a year.
Right.
So yeah. So you're right. It's really been mostly once a year. The thing is, Alicia, is pre-pandemic, and I think I look at world history in two ways: pre-pandemic or post-pandemic. Pre-pandemic, the price increases maybe felt less aggressive. It just felt, you know, they were smaller. Percentually, remember, I just made up the word. They were smaller percentually, and they didn't fit. They didn't feel as impactful, and they didn't have the effect where they were trying to, like, aggressively to get rid of desktop. And then the desktop price increases are, like, really sort of outrageous. They feel percentually as well. So of course, the post pandemic, everything feels a lot more aggressive. Plus, just general inflation all around us. It also affects us. So just price increases in general are a very sensitive topic. Plus, we have brought a lot more QuickBooks Online clients into our firms versus before. So we're getting more used to paying for QuickBooks ourselves versus before, where everybody had their own license. You know, we're also getting used to paying monthly fees, where we used to pay maybe every 3 years we used to pay a renewal. So it just feels like time has compressed in the past 5 years, and into it, adjusting prices, which is something they need to do business-wise, it just feels like a lot of punches. And then most of us sort of react that way, and we don't take our time to, like, actually, let's go back and look at how it has been, because it feels like it's every 3 months they do a price increase, but it really isn't.
Right. Yeah, and the vast majority of my clients are only seeing $5 increases. And since I give 10% discounts, they're only seeing a change of, like, $4 roughly. And so they're Yeah, but I know that my experience isn't the same as everybody's because all of our listeners have different things that they're doing within QuickBooks. All right.
So I just want to say, yeah, I hate the price increase, but I also hate price increase on everything. Right. I don't like to pay more for anything. It's a fact of life. Every year, you know, you need to prepare for any of your providers, anything to at least go up once a year. That's the new normal, basically.
Yeah, all of my software subscriptions are going up. It's not like Intuit is doing something unusual. Everything that I subscribe to gets more expensive every year, and that's just life and global economics. So the other thing that I want to just bring up real briefly is with the pricing on QuickBooks Online Plus going up to $99, I personally wish that that one version wasn't as expensive as it was because it's still the most popular and the most needed version. And I work with micro businesses. I work with mom and pop shops that are like already on the edge of not being able to afford bookkeeping services, much less $100 a month for their software. And so I wish that it was still $80. Like to me, that felt like the right price. And so that for me is like the one little part where I wish it was different.
And I think accountants particularly need to still remember QuickBooks Online accountant for your firm is still free.
Free.
QuickBooks payroll for your firm is still free. QuickBooks Bill Pay Elite is still free. All bunch of CPEs and education that QBO gives you, still free. And Intuit Connect, if you have the privilege to go, it's a $3,000 conference, you know, priced at a third of the price. So, you know, Intuit still is investing in subsidizing a lot of resources for accounting professionals. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to look at it balanced. You know, this is why I still own Intuit stock. I don't work for Intuit. I'm not being paid to say this because I still think that as a business, the future is bright. Yes, I wish that the price increases weren't as aggressive. Yes, I feel for some of my clients that are going from desktop, you know, to 50% price increase, being forced to move online, possibly, you know, they feel like that. I do feel for them, but the reality is, you know, Intuit is a business like all of us, and we need to learn from that as well. Like when we need to change the price, we got to change the price and we got to figure out how to communicate it and move on.
Yeah.
Nobody's putting a gun to anybody's head. If you want to go to zero or whatever, go. Like, stop complaining about it. Just go. Right? Do it. Like, speak with your wallet. Okay. Like, just ranting off about pricing and not doing something about it is being part of the problem if you perceive it to be a problem. If you accept it and then communicate it with your client and figure out how to make it part of your business and part of your annual conversation, just like we remind people that April 15th is a deadline, remind people that there will be a price increase. Like, it just needs to be part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it at that.
I think that's really great because to frame it that way, because if you're proactive, if you know that it's going to go up every year, I mean, nobody should be taken by surprise by those increases.
Yeah. So with that being said, so what's going on in your world?
Well, it's completely timely with what the Wheel of Rants gave us. I have been working on a new book called The Comprehensive Guide to Converting from QuickBooks Desktop to QuickBooks Online. And it's based on that 5-page outline that you and I went over and made 4 episodes out of. It was supposed to be 1 episode, but we kept going and kept going. Well, the same thing happened to me this weekend. I was framing out a new course that's supposed to be a 1-hour course, and I just started writing all of it, and it turned into a 60-page document. And I was like, okay, let's publish it. So I am all of a sudden working on another unexpected book that will be out on Amazon, hopefully in the first days of July. So we will, as soon as the book exists and I have a link for it, we will add it to the show notes for this. And so if you are one of those people who is severely impacted by all of these price changes on desktop and you're like, okay, you know, they've been telling me we need to switch, it's time. I'm going to have a book that's going to really explain all the ins and outs and opportunities available from switching from desktop to online.
Makes total sense. Extremely timely, Alicia. I love it. 2024 and 2025 will be the years where we would see probably the most amount of QuickBooks Desktop to QuickBooks Online conversions. And, you know, we really appreciate having a great resource out there. We'll put links to all that stuff in the show notes.
Yeah. And so, you know, in that context, I want all of you to know that if you are moving from desktop to online, one of the best things you can do to be proactive about having your clients have a great experience during the conversion is training. And so Hector's got the number one YouTube channel for QuickBooks Online training at royalwise.com. I have a comprehensive QuickBooks Online training program that is designed for people moving from desktop to online, whether they're the business owners or the bookkeepers. And so Hector and I are here to support you in this time of migration, because this year is going to be the big year for it.
I agree. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening to the unofficial QuickBooks Accountants podcast. Thank you, Alicia, for all the resources. And we'll see you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
This podcast is independently operated and is not affiliated with or endorsed by QuickBooks or Intuit Inc. Any reference to Intuit and QuickBooks products are made solely for the purpose of discussing the topics related to the company and its software.